citizens who have already passionately addressed their views against the renaming of Interstate. It sets a more reasonable page and offers more inclusion of our communities as a whole. This has been a negative experience for all, and I'll repeat this. Our children need to see us come together in a positive venue, working towards a solution that has equity and respect for all. As a lifetime resident, I have a cherished and unique history to Interstate. My mother also ran from the floods of Vanport, and that's just one of many. As a business owner, I have an emotional, fiscal, and community involvement that I feel is worthy of some time and respect. This proposal, at least, is closer to meeting halfway because we didn't have 6 to 8 months. And Eric, I do urge you to either vote for this proposal or to vote no on November 15th.
Hi, my name is Pam Brooks Haynes, and Kathy and I share a business on Interstate Avenue, and I'm also a North Portland resident. And I'm going to keep this really short. I really appreciate the full explanation for this resolution, and I support it totally. I think a bit more time is a reasonable request, and I don't think we should be afraid of more dialogue because in a democracy, that is what we do. Thank you very much.
Thank you, folks.
Next three are Chris Duffy, Promise King, and Bill Mildenberger. And they'll be followed by Melanie Davis.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, please state your name for the record, and you each have 3 minutes.
Thank you. My name is Chris Duffy, and I'm chair of the Arbor Lodge Neighborhood Association in North Portland. Gentlemen, thank you for the opportunity to be heard here this afternoon, and thank you particularly to Commissioners Leonard and Adams for bringing about the proposed resolution. As you already know, the Arbor Lodge neighborhood voted overwhelmingly against changing the name of Interstate Avenue to Cesar y Chavez Boulevard. Although most all residents support honoring Mr. Chavez and his accomplishments, they did not feel that Interstate Avenue was the best choice. Too many people feel that so much has already been imposed on North Portland, with zoning changes, impending high-density development, the bringing in of the MAX line, to name a few, and a name change just last year on Rosa Parks Boulevard, that another was just one too many in that particular area. To a large extent also, they opposed this because they did not believe that there was an adequate process. Ideally, a street renaming should bring people together on the issue and build community, give an opportunity to learn more about one another, and conclude with a celebration of unity. Instead, we have a community that is now divided, sadly so, with lines clearly drawn and no options for negotiation or compromise. This is not the way we do things in North Portland. This is not the way we do things in Portland itself. I'm here today representing the Arbor Lodge Neighborhood Board in support of this new resolution. People need a process. They need one that clearly defines the steps that have to be followed for renaming a street and to gain support for that proposal in the areas immediately surrounding that street. The current code is cumbersome, true. But so is democracy. The new resolution will go a long way towards setting things straight, allowing all voices to be heard and respected. For years, the North Portland community has lived in harmony every day, honoring diversity. The people of North Portland have clearly said no to the choice of Interstate Avenue, and their voices need to be respected. The process that has taken placed so far is flawed. It's not been in the spirit of openness, transparency, and inclusiveness that has become the pride of Portland. Indeed, it goes against the spirit of democracy itself that this country was founded on. Let's slow it down and have the conversations we all should have had at the beginning of this issue.
Can I ask you a question, Mayor? Chris, nice to see you. Could you just give me, because I know you were right in the middle of the Rosa Parks discussion, and I'm curious if you might be willing to reflect on kind of the difference between those two situations for me.
There have been a number of big differences between the two renaming processes that I see. First of all, Portland Boulevard was only 2.2 miles long. It was a small street. There were only five businesses with Portland Boulevard addresses in that stretch that would have to have their names changed. And we heard very little opposition to a name change in that instance. Another thing that, reflecting on it, I see now is that there was not so much awareness that there was even a proposal at that time. The Rosa Parks issue did not seem to get the press coverage and the media attention that Interstate Avenue has. It's been constantly under scrutiny, whereas the Portland Boulevard Rosa Parks proposal was not. I think if that had been, people might have protested more. They might not have, but I think the media coverage has definitely fueled the fire on it. Also, I see something of a backlash because of the Portland Boulevard name change. I'm still hearing from people over a year later that they never knew. It snuck up on them. I don't know how that's possible. We went through 7 months of process with that, but they claim that they didn't know until they saw the signs on the street. And now they resent another name change proposed in the very same area. They think it's one too many. If they had had more awareness, the vote on it might have been different last year, honestly. Also, people did not know that there was a code that prescribed a process last year when we went through all of that.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Bill Mildenberger. I'm the general manager of the Nighthawk Cafe and Lounge. My parents have owned it since 1980, and it's been located on the corner of Interstate Avenue and now Rosa Parks Way for over 75 years. When we first found out about the proposed name change, the process had been underway for several months. We found out about it through a reporter from the Portland Tribune, and we're quite shocked that after just experiencing a name change with Rosa Parks Way, that the city had plans on changing another major thoroughfare in North Portland to Cesar E. Chavez. We took the opportunity at that point to form a grassroots organization to get out the word to our community to find out what their feelings were, and quite shockingly, we found that support within the business community is almost zero. We've spoken to over 80 businesses that unequivocally do not support the name change, but also support honoring Mr. Chavez in an appropriate way. That's probably the first thing that a business owner will tell you is say, we're not ready. We don't want to change the name of Interstate Avenue. It has historical significance. We've just spent $400 million on a light rail train that goes down the avenue. We're experiencing a rebirth, and to rename Interstate Avenue at this time is poor timing at best. But what they'll say next, and I think I'm quite proud to tell you this, is that it's appropriate to honor Mr. Chavez, and let's find a solution that satisfies the Chavez Committee, that satisfies Mayor Potter, and that satisfies the process so that he's honored appropriately, but we're allowed to keep Interstate Avenue. The current proposal suggests that we need to lose Interstate Avenue in order to honor Mr. Chavez. We think there's a creative way forward and have called on the mayor's office, the renaming of Cesar Chavez Committee on several occasions, to please form a committee that seeks to galvanize our community through the process. I'd ask you once again that you do that, Mr. Mayor, and allow us to sit down and speak at a table where we can come up with a common agreement that's unique to Portland and makes us proud to be Portlanders. North Portland is experiencing right now rebirth. To lose Interstate Avenue has fiscal consequences to small businesses. It has to spend taxpayers' money, which we think is inappropriately at this time. It has a historical significance that gets lost. And we lose, in a sense, what is our brand name. And that brand name is reemerging as we speak. So I ask for you respectfully to adopt the proposal that Commissioner Adams and Commissioner Leonard has put on the table. And Eric, we're looking for your support on this, please. And thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today. Good day.
For the record, my name is Promise King. I'm the new executive director of Oregon League of Minority Voters. You know, first of all, let me just apologize to our Latino leaders who feel denigrated by this resolution. I've had a lot of talk with them. I know the two commissioners, Commissioner Leonard and Commissioner Adam, who brought this forward. I am not going to question their intention because today is a sad day for me. Never will I ever imagine that I will sit opposite of Red Leonard's views. Never. Because I sit here today because of his mentorship in Salem when I first began this process. You know, I was part of the Rosa Park. I knew what happened. I knew that the courage of Mayor Porter and the courageous effort of all those make that happen. Like one of my panelists said, we went through 8 months of process. This is not about process. You know, the Latino leader said, they came to you and said, we want something. We want interstate. How dare am I to say, you want something else, I'm going to tell you what you want. You can either tell me no or yes. This is as simple as that. So we ought to honor their support. We ought to honor their request for this process. They have done what you asked them to do. We should not be guided by the reaction of people. Because I don't want to go back into history. I don't want to go back into history. Because if I go back into history, it will be a little messy. Please, please honor the request of our Latino brothers who have come kindly, humbly before you and said, we want interstate. I am an immigrant from Africa. I don't know Killingsworth, but I respect those who want Killingsworth. I don't know General Fremont. I respect those who want General Fremont. If anybody come and said I want a stream name after my grandfather, how dare will I say, no, I want this street name after somebody else. You know, I want to thank you to look at this issue and vote no on this resolution because that's the right thing to do. Again, I'm not doubting the intention of Commissioner Adam and Commissioner Leonard because I respect them greatly, greatly. Because without those two commissioners, I will not be sitting here this afternoon. But I am asking you to consider the request and the respect of our Latino neighbors. They want this. Any other future resolution should come from them. How we talk about North Portland as if they are not part of North Portland. We use all these cliches as if they are not part of our communities. We are not happy in the matter. This resolution is not a solution to this issue. Because like folks have said, we will be back here again. There are creative solutions to it. I wish I had time to tell you what I think the solution is. I don't.
Thank you, folks.
Our last speaker is Melanie Davis.
Thank you very much. Mayor, Commissioners, good afternoon. Melanie Davis. Today I'm coming to you as a citizen business owner of North Northeast Portland. I want to dispel a few myths that are out there. There are a few myths that the community didn't engage in public process, that they didn't, there hasn't been an open process. However, this community has empowered themselves, as many of you have run your campaigns on the fact that you want to see more communities empowering themselves and coming together to create significant social change and strengthen communities in Portland. That's why Portland is so beautiful. This community has done so. The reason why I reject and I'm disappointed in this resolution is because it wants to go retroactive on exactly what this community has come together to do. And if you do have significant reason to move it forward, then look to the future to pass a resolution as you're suggesting. I think to probably answer your question, Commissioner Stan, the harm in waiting. I think if we look at the demographics today, the current trends, I just came from a training today with Oregon Partnership. We did a deep, in-depth study of a lot of the demographics. And right now, the education system, the Latino population grew within Multnomah County over 181%. Whereas the non-Hispanic population, white population, has actually decreased. Now, there's direct links to that and the taxable future incomes of Oregon. And that relates directly to Social Security, city jobs, state jobs, our federal spending. If we don't continue to embrace the diversities of our communities, we're going to weaken them, thereby weakening our political leaders, our political engagement, our political power. I also wanted to mention, beyond looking up about the economics and statistics, because we could talk numbers all day, this community has gone out and done outreach with not only the members of Overlook and Arbor Lodge, but they've also engaged communities from the Asian Pacific Islander, the Black and African American, the Native American population, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community, the Latino population, the labor, gender, age, and many other members of the communities of Portland, and also members of the communities within these neighborhood associations that already feel disenfranchised by their own associations, that don't go to these meetings because of the type of outcomes that are created in these types of hostile environments when these types of topics are talked about. And they have all sent their letters of support. I noticed that some people are suggesting to save Interstate Avenue. Well, specifically save it for what? In the spirit of Cesar Chavez, we would choose to uplift it, to create change for all, and embrace the change moving forward into our future. Any questions, gentlemen? Since my time is up.
Thank you.
That's all who signed up.
Any further comments? Please call a vote.
No, I want to have some council discussion, Mayor. Is that all right? I guess I want to kind of do a little bit of brainstorming with Commissioner Leonard and Commissioner Adams. I guess at this point, the things that I don't like about this process are, the length. I mean, I don't like that we can't get people together, but that I've tried. I think the length is too long. I guess I just want to be really blunt. I don't think you're going to come up with any street that isn't going to have the same kind of argument waging on it. I really believe that. I believe the mayor's right on that. And I think it's unrealistic to think that naming these streets is going to get us to anything other than a tough council decision. So that's kind of my premise. So I think it's too long because I think we're going to be having, if you're talking about naming five streets by January 31st and voting 6 months later. So I think that's going to be a real mess. I'm not really inclined to go for five streets. I think three would make sense, and one of them I think is already picked if we're going to do it. It's Interstate. And I think somehow the council needs to take this on if we're going to do it more than name a committee. And so, as it stands now, I'm going to vote against your resolution, but I'm offering some ideas that I might be able to work towards something that I think would work.
Second.
But I don't have it yet. But I mean, that would be.
That's my way of saying I'm very open to your suggestions.
Because I'm really torn on this. I think we could use some more process, but I think a process that the mayor does not join in willingly, and I say that with the utmost respect, and that the Chavez committee does not join in willingly, and I say that with that most respect, I think is going to be very unlikely to succeed. And we might just as well take a vote on November 15th as opposed to do 6-8 months of process that isn't really serious. On the other hand, I in my 11 years on the council and 17 years in the building, do not ever recall two members of the body asking for more time and not at least to some extent accommodating it. So I'm inclined to try and accommodate your request just on as almost a matter of how to make the building work. I just think if I was in a position of saying I need a little bit more time, I think the arguments about the harm are good, but I don't think they hold to a couple of months. I just don't think a couple of months is going to change things. On the other hand, not sure we're going to find something. So I would be much more inclined if we had some process where, you know, if fast track a couple other proposals and see whether or not they have any more support out there for streets that are of the same significance. If not, I'd be just prepared to take a vote on Interstate. And I'm really, I think it's better to discuss these things in public. I'm really going back and forth between whether it's better to just have a tough vote as the mayor is calling for. And so I want to just throw that out to you two and see what your response is.
Well, I appreciate your thoughtful approach and the discussion that you're creating with your observations. It's very helpful. The issue that the mayor has spoken to and you have spoken to with respect to, and frankly, Commissioner Saltzman has raised as well, has been, if we delay the process, have other street names, we're going to have the same level of controversy as we do now. I actually don't think that that's accurate. And the reason I don't think that's accurate is because nobody, which isn't to say there won't be any opposition, of course, well, but what has concerned me in this debate is not, frankly, the opposition from the people who have raised reasons that I think can reasonably be attributed to some animus towards Cesar Chavez. That I'm willing to vote against that right now and vote to name Interstate if that's the level of opposition. The opposition that has concerned me has been from the thoughtful Portlanders who don't just live along Interstate but all throughout Portland that have said this appears to have been a done deal before it started. This appears to have been less a process, a community discussion, and more of a pronouncement. I have to agree that, and as I said in my opening remarks, I have to agree that I own some of the responsibility for that, and that was a mistake. I think at this point, if we, just to take your suggestion, Commissioner Stanton, we threw Interstate on the list. We threw what I've already said is one that I favor, Southwest Broadway from the Union Station to PSU on the list, and threw another one that I've heard that's intriguing, Airport Way, on the list. And the reason for Airport Way is it's truly an international street. Every person that comes to Portland has to go on Airport Way. Any directions that go downtown from the airport would include, if we renamed Airport Way Cesar Chavez, that on the map. So just to throw those three names out. But on the condition that this not be a pretend process, that it truly be a process where each of those three are considered publicly, each of those three are debated publicly. And frankly, if at the end of the day, the committee that has done all the work on this makes the persuasive case why they have chosen Interstate, which I've yet to hear, frankly. I'll vote for it. I am not opposed in January or February or whenever sitting here and voting for Interstate to be Cesar Chavez, notwithstanding some of the opposition that we've heard. I like your idea of the council taking it on. I hadn't thought of that, frankly. And I think that putting five more people or however many people we decide in front of this controversy anymore is a mistake. We should probably do it ourselves.
I just can't figure out how to appoint a committee. I mean, that's part of what I'm, you know, I just can't figure any way to come up with a committee that's going to make sense.
I have to agree with you. So, I mean, I'm open to changing the date. I'm open to creating a committee that commits to the council. But I think that we have to each of us commit at the outset that we intend to have testimony from people like Chet Orloff from the Historical Society, who I've engaged in some conversations with, who is a historian. People who could help us kind of wade through what would be the most appropriate. I've named two others. That doesn't have to be those. It could be others besides that. But could help us decide what would be make more sense, and then hold hearings out in that neighborhood, listen. And
this whole thing started, I mean, I think the mayor said it was September 15th, that September 5th that this came to council, is that?
Yes.
Six. So we had our first council hearing, which reasonably, even though I think the committee has done a lot of good outreach, if we're the council, we name the street, right? It's the council that names the street, not anybody else. And so if we're willing, you know, mayor, to take the position, hey, that, you know, 6 weeks after we have a council hearing, we're ready to move, then we should be able to, by the very short, in the same type of time period, have a look at whatever the other pieces are. I mean, something along the lines where if the council, and I don't know if we can get there, this is something I don't know if we could get to, but I'm just saying to you two, if we could come to a position where the council said explicitly there were, yeah, maybe five, I'd prefer less, but there were three streets that the five of us or four of us or whatever it is all consider really good streets. And then we held a hearing, several hearings on those streets, let the community weigh in, and we were going to take a vote and name one of those streets after it was done. That would be appealing to me.
That's my intent.
Appointing another committee to say, I think we have to use our judgment and own this. I think another committee process is not going to work.
I agree, and I guess I would throw out, I think we're very close in where we all want to be. I would throw out possibly the idea of setting this particular resolution over for a week. Hopefully all of us can sit down and discuss what the appropriate language would be to substitute, to come back in a week and vote on that, as opposed to doing it on the fly here.
Mr. Adams, are you? You're awfully quiet today.
Well, I know that your intentions are good, and Commissioner Leonard's as well during this conversation piece, but I wonder out loud if we're not about to repeat the mistake that we made before. I'm interested in a process that is meaningful and is serious, and we, the council, are very busy with a lot of responsibilities, and I don't know how we can take something like this on unless we're willing to put some staff effort into it and ask and have a thoughtful process. So I also am mindful that, we're three white guys, and
Am I white, too?
Sorry. We're
Thank you.
Four white guys.
I guess you forgot me.
Five white guys. One's not here.
He's learning.
And that, one of the hopes I had for having a citizen committee is that, we could select folks that had esteem, citywide esteem among all Portlanders, but also had be able to provide some diversity of points of view about this issue. So I'd like to hear more about what you're thinking in terms of the process, because the process up to this point has been that we will rename a street if there's not significant organized opposition to it. And that has been the de facto process of the city. When I worked for Vera Katz, I helped her rename NATO Parkway. I obviously voted in favor of Rosa Parks Way. And I was ready to vote in favor of Cesar Chavez, name change to Interstate, on the assumption that there was, because of the initial work from the proponents of the name change, that there was adequate support in the community. The fact that it hasn't borne out to be true, and I think they thought it was true at the time. I welcome the best idea. I want to vote for the best idea, and I guess I would welcome sort of a little more meat on the bones of what you're talking about. And if you want to delay it a week to sort of spend more time thinking about it, I would support that.
I guess
that makes me want to delay it less.
Yeah,
that answer lost me. You had me at Randy.
I guess I want to actually, given Commissioner Adams' comments, actually look to try to come up with some language right now. I think we can address Commissioner Adams' concerns I was just looking at the code. The current code talks about a historian panel. I think we can do some of what Commissioner Adams talks about by us informally appointing a diverse group of people on an advisory panel to us on the names that we've suggested. That doesn't necessarily require historical, or it doesn't necessarily require public hearings by them, but have them give us some of their feedback. So I guess I'd like to propose that we come up with five names, which I'd like all of us to decide on here.
Excuse me, Commissioner Leonard.
Yes.
I don't really feel like I'm relevant to this conversation. I'm
turning but you're the mayor of the city. You
over.
Are
well. I'm no longer a voting member of this council. You folks have decided.
That's absolutely not true. I think it's inappropriate for you to leave at this point.
Well, I think this is inappropriate. So I'm turning the gavel over to the president of the council. I don't see any purpose for my attendance.
Mayor, I just want to tell you, it makes it hard to support you.
I haven't heard the support.
I'm trying to find a way to work with you. I've told you that, and you're walking out on me trying to discuss it with you?
I've not heard discussions with me. I've heard discussions between you, Randy, and Sam.
Mayor, I've asked you many questions.
I'm sorry for that. However, I would like to continue the discussion if that's okay. I do think it might be helpful at this point to discuss and deliberate on five names, us come up with the names, to agree on language that reflects your interest of having the council be the primary body that holds hearings, which I don't think, as I was alluding to, precludes Commissioner Adams' idea of making sure we get good advice. And I would recommend that we look at the existing code and appoint a panel like the historical commission that it references, and that we set a date that by which we take a vote, which I'm very open to.
Your thoughts, Commissioner Sting?
Well, I'm a little trying to think this through at the moment. I'm a little stunned at the mayor walking out on a meeting in which I was actually leaning towards voting for his position. But it makes it hard to support a position if he's not here and is not arguing it himself.
We're just going to, I think we continue.
I certainly don't think.
Could I interject?
What I was going to say is, I don't think, given the emotion on all sides of this, that the importance that this is taking, and I think it's grown to a level of, I don't think we should, given what's just happened, wordsmith a resolution on the fly. I think we need to, if I'm going to support a resolution, I do like the direction you're going in, but I also want to talk with people about it, because it's anything we did at this point is, I would not say radically, but substantially different than what you had on the table to begin with.
Right.
And I think it actually, deserves to be written in full, published and circulated before it's voted on. And if that means that we delay things for a couple more weeks and don't,
that's fine.
I think that's the right answer.
I agree with you. I'm a little taken back and just didn't want to send the message that we're.
I mean,
that's going to govern.
What was interesting and unfortunate about that is that, and I mean this with all friendliness, this is a friendly conversation, is that, the fact that it was so difficult to find something where you and Commissioner Adams, you guys have found something that has two votes. And as I tried to say, I'm not going to vote for this, but I might get there. We split you two off just a little bit, actually was beginning to push me in the direction maybe we should just move forward and have the vote because we're not going to get to a process. And then, given, I don't know how I can sort of, jam through a process, the champion of which isn't even here. So, I think we need to maybe take I suppose I would see if you want to withdraw this and bring it back next week.
I'm fine to do that. I just think that the citizens elect five people to the city council, that each of us in our own ways are leaders, and there are three of us here prepared to work something out. And again, I apologize that this has transpired into what it has at this point to all the citizens of Portland. But I do want to respect my colleagues here okay, go ahead.
There are not three votes to do anything today. That's the bottom line. So we will continue this until at least, are we withdrawing?
Well, I'd like to at this point send it back to my office for further review.
Without objection, it moves back to Commissioner Leonard's office.
If I could, Mr. President, I might procedurally just recommend a continuance till next week so it has a spot on the docket.
Okay.
We don't have a full council next week.
We
won't have one until the 14th.
I'd like to continue it till the 14th of November.
Yes, November 14th. Yeah. We could do the 2 p.m. time Fine. Certain.
Yeah.
Without objection, this resolution continues to December 14th at 2 p.m.
November 14th.
November 14th at 2 p.m. Any other business of the council?
I'm sorry. Commissioner Saltzman is out on the afternoon. We could move it to the morning at 10:30.
That'd be fine.
Everybody's in the morning.
November 14th at 10:30 time certain?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
This is moved to November 14th at 10:30 time certain. Given that there is nothing else on the council calendar, we stand adjourned.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
We work together all the time.
I'll tell you why he walked out. I pushed it. I called him the decider, and this he showed. He actually showed his colors by walking out. Do you know that? He did. I'm sorry, Eric. He was actually backed up.
Didn't support me, but that's neither here nor there.
I can't explain it.